A Subanen Woman Story by Father George Hogarty, The Philippines. Mercy Garbison tells her story to Columban Father George Hogarty. I am Mercy Garbison and I am a Subanen woman. I am 26 years old and I work in the Subanen Craft Centre in Ozamas City, the Philippines. I met Columban Father Vincent Bush in 2004 and he taught me the art of making mandalas and wooden beads. In 2007, we began making Christmas cards at the centre, and I'm now in charge of mailing, packing, and sending the Christmas cards we make. I've been a craftwork artist for 12 years now, after leaving Midsalip, which is in a remote area in the forest and the hills where the majority of the Subanen people still live. You may ask how I came to be here so far from my forest home in the northern hill country of the island of Mindanao in the Philippines. Well, this is my story of how I came to be one of the leading craftswomen of this centre. My family and I lived in the hill forest ever since I can remember. Originally, my people, the Subanens, were animists. We believed that nature and all creation is alive with good and evil spirits, and these spirits governed our lives. As a result of our ancestral beliefs, we were imbued with a deep reverence of creation. We lived isolated in the forest until the decade of the 1970s, when the Columban fathers and sisters introduced us to the Catholic faith, and our lives began to change. They presented Jesus to us as a member of a family along with Joseph and Mary, which really appealed to us because Jesus, Mary and Joseph were always on the move going from one place to another, just like us. Now, nearly half of the 80,000 Subanen tribal people are Christians. Moreover, we Subanens are a very shy people and we flee from conflict. This led us to retreat further and further into the forest as outsiders encroached on our land, destroying it as they came. However, the Columbans taught us that God loved us, and this helped me and my people to be more open and relate to others. The Columbans challenged us to accept that we couldn't keep running forever, and encouraged us to defend our lands by protesting to the government against the mining companies and all who would destroy the forest out of greed. When I was young, I met Columban Father Sean Martin. My family was very poor, and Father Sean wanted to help us. As a result of his and other Columban missionaries' concerns for the welfare of our people, the Columban sisters formed a crafts group in Midsalip 15 years ago, and I was invited to join. Gradually, I gained confidence as I became more aware of my talent for art and craft making. Being a member of a Subanen craft group also helped me realize, too, that we as a people have a special gift that we can share with others. Eventually, the Columban sisters encouraged me to go to Ozamas, where I discovered that Father Bush's ideas of expressing concern for creation through mandalas matched my talent and deepest religious convictions. Gradually, more women like me joined our group from Midsalip, as the Columban sisters discovered new artistic talent among our people and sent them to Ozamas to promote the cause of the Subanen people. Today, when we produce mandalas and cards that come from the depth of our hearts and express our profound love of creation and our faith in a God who was created such a beautiful world to live in. Now, I am a professional craft person and I'm proud to be a Subanen woman. Not only do I help my family, but the work I do here also helps my people gain the resources we need to defend our land and protect the forest we love. I believe we Subanens are artists. We have a special talent for expressing our love of God's creation in artworks, which we can use to help our brothers and sisters all over the world understand they come from nature and are part of creation. I am happy that our creative talents can reflect the love God shares with all of us through nature. Next year, I hope to study communication systems at La Salle University in Ozamas City. I want to communicate my gift to other Subanen people and encourage them to follow the path I have taken so that the forest will always remain our home. Colomban Father George Hogarty is currently assigned to Colomban Promotion in the Diocese of Rockhampton in Queensland.